All hands report aboard the good ship, Mail Call. Stand by, Americans. Here's Mail Call, one big package of fun and music delivered to you by the stars you want to hear in answer to the request you send to Armed Forces Radio, Los Angeles, USA. And now, with a smile on her lips and a sparkle in her pretty blue eyes, here's the young lady who will give the command to get this cruise underway. It's our skipper for tonight, curvaceous and captivating Captain Chili Williams.
Welcome aboard. The good ship Mail Call is carrying lots of lovely ladies and lots of handsome, well-dressed men tonight. All stars anxious to entertain to pay for their passage. And here to give us a grand send-off are four of those lovely ladies who specialize in harmony. The King Sisters.
I would gather stars out of the blue for you, just for you. And I'll make a string of pearls out of the dew for you, just for you.
King Sisters, and we'll want more later on in the cruise. And now, kids, the parade of female stars continues on Mail Call, because stepping up in front of the orchestra is a newcomer to the good ship. Lovely to look at and lovely to listen to, it's Donna Day.
Through the night.
was beautiful, Donna. Really beautiful. Well, gang, there's a large group of passengers gathering on the main deck, and if we investigate, I'm sure we'll find in the middle of that group a fine comedian and a fine singer. So let's gather around and listen to Joan Davis and Andy Russell.
Say, Andy, I understand you've cooked up some kind of a vocal surprise for tonight.
Well, Joan, I've got a song here, and I'd like you to sing it with me.
You mean me?
Uh-huh.
Sing with you?
Yeah.
Like Nelson Eddy and Marjorie Maine?
Yeah.
Well, if I'd known, I wouldn't have gargled with a Drano today.
Well, now we're going to sing Mañana, which means tomorrow.
Oh, tomorrow. Mm-hmm. I thought we were going to sing today. I didn't know.
No, well, we are. You see, Mañana is Spanish for tomorrow, but we're going to sing it today.
You mean we're going to sing tomorrow today?
Sure.
Fine, I'll meet you there.
Good. Now, you sing wherever your name appears on the music here, Joan.
Oh, yeah, I see. There's my name, Joan. G-O-O-N, Joan. Oh, that's beautiful. Yeah, okay, let's go, Senor Head.
Let's go. The traffic is terrific here at Hollywood and Vine.
So if a taxi cab should come in contact with your spine,
just lie there in the gutter. Don't worry or be glum.
Just close your eyes and rest assured the ambulance will come.
When mañana, mañana, mañana is soon enough for me.
Oh, I'm getting hot now, see?
Say, Joni, that's a terrific rumble you're doing.
I know, but I can't get it out a second. Oh, Hollywood is wonderful. Each tourist here admits they'd love to see the Derby and the famed La Brea Pits. Though New York and Chicago may have burlesque shows with Zip, it's only here in Hollywood you can see the Sunset Strip.
Mañana,
mañana,
mañana is soon enough for me.
Say, Joni, Joni, is that your nose or are you eating a banana? I was a babysitter and a family called for me. They wanted me to babysit and offered me a fee. But when I saw their baby, oh, I did it all for fun. The baby said, hey, stick around, cause I'll be 21.
Oh, mañana, mañana,
mañana,
mañana is good enough for me.
Hey, Joni.
Huh?
Joni, that's a nice dress you're wearing. Did you buy it at Saks?
Yes, that's why I feel so sexy. The small apartment where I live is called a railroad flat. The railroad runs right through my room, that's why they call it that. I've learned to hate the super chief, it makes me squirm and cough. For every time its whistle blows, it blows my blankets off.
Mañana,
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 mañana
is soon enough for me.
Okay, now it's my turn. I saw a Boy Scout help a lady cross the street one day. I thought I'd do the same and meet some pretty girls that way. The girl I helped to pick across was cuter than a pup. I tip my hat and wink my eye. My case is coming up.
Mañana,
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 mañana
is soon enough for me.
Say, Joni,
huh?
How do you like my rumba?
If I had a monkey wrench, I'd fix that. A farmer owned some apples which had fallen from his tree. But when I bent to pick one up, the farmer shot at me.
Oh,
I learned a simple lesson from that angry farmer shot. Pepsi Cola ain't the only thing that always hits the spot.
Boing, mañana,
mañana,
mañana is soon enough for me.
Holy.
Yes. Hasta la vista. Hasta luego.
Has to go now.
Mañana.
Thank you, Andy Russell and Joan Davis. I just received a communique from the Mail Call Dramatic Society of the Lower Deck Kids. They tell me that the curtain will be rising on tonight's drama in about 5 minutes, which gives us just enough time to listen to those four singing sisters of the King family. The song is Take Me in Your Arms. So take over, girls. It's all yours.
Thank you. take your love away. Take me in your arms before we part. Oh, let me thrill again to your caress of yesterday. Let me thrill again, my hungry heart.
King Sissy. Now come along with me, everyone. The play is just about to begin. The scene is the home of Ozzie and Harriet. And the way I understand it, Harriet, unbeknown to Ozzie, has invited Ginger Rogers, the beautiful actress, over to teach Ozzie some new dance steps. This might develop into a good plot. Here we are, and the curtain is going up. Let's listen.
Really, Harriet, jitterbugging swell for youths, but for very youthful youths. Let's just sit around the house, huh?
But, Ozzie, you promised to take me.
Okay, okay, I'll take you to the Palladium. But do we have to dance?
We're gonna dance even if I have to drag you up on the floor.
All right, so I'll dance. But believe me, you won't like it. Watching me jitterbug will be a very unpleasant sight. Sort of like watching your grandmother get drunk.
Well, there are other dances besides jitterbugging, you know.
Oh, Harriet, I never was much of a dancer, and you know it.
Hey, wait a minute. Ozzie, I have a good idea.
I can tell just by the way you say that that I'm not going to like it.
Oh, silly. Listen, why don't we practice up some dance steps right here? Come on, it'll be a lot of fun. We can just roll back the rugs. Please, honey, we haven't danced in such a long time.
But what'll the neighbors say?
About what?
About seeing a man dance with his own wife. Besides, I haven't finished reading the paper yet.
Well, put down the paper and stop acting like an old fuss budget.
Okay, if you insist. I don't know why I let you talk me into these things. Oh, boy, this chair was so comfortable, too. Let's see now. Gosh, I haven't danced in so long. Hand extended. Foot forward. How's that?
Not bad.
Oh, I never knew I could dance as well.
So you're going to ask me to join you, or do you plan to solo all of you?
I was just warming up. Come on, okay, we'll dance.
Okay, here we go. Ozzie.
Yes, dear?
It's really not necessary to put out your hand for a left turn.
How am I doing, huh?
Not bad.
Like that?
Oh, you're doing beautifully. You always have danced very well. You always have danced very well, and you know it. You just give out with all those excuses, so I'll flatter you.
See, I wonder if I could do a couple of those jitterbug steps. With a little practice, I mean.
Well, of course you could. Look, here's one I know you can do. You count 1, 2, 3, 4.
I count 1, 2, 3, 4.
Yes, then you throw me up in the air, I do a flip, we do a hand-to-hand catch, and then you bounce me off your knee, roll me over 3 times, and sling me over your shoulder. But be careful. I just had my hair done.
Okay, let me see now. 1, 2, 3, 4. Here we go! Oh! Ow!
That was nearly perfect, dear. Only one thing. Next time, wait until your left foot is on the floor before you kick the right one in the air.
Oh, fine. Of course, you realize I practically broke my neck.
Well, regardless, you're not getting out of taking me to the Palladium. I better call Gloria and tell her when we're going out this evening. Gloria! Oh, Gloria!
Can you call me, Mrs. Nelson?
Mr. Nelson and I are going out this evening.
Yeah, tell me, Gloria, do you like to dance?
Well, thanks, but I've still got the dinner dishes to do.
No, what I mean is, do you go dancing very often? You see, we've been brushing up on our dancing tonight, and we might be seeking a little expert advice.
Oh, Mr. Nelson. I do go to a lot of dances, though. In fact, just last week I went to a wonderful dance. The Orange Growers Festival.
The Orange Growers Festival?
Yes. They held their annual awards, and they paid me a very big honor.
They did?
Yeah, they voted me Miss Smudge Pot of my... My boyfriend Elmer took me.
Say, you've been going around with Elmer for a long time now, haven't you?
Well, Harriet, a lot of men believe in long engagements. After all, you know the old saying, women like good wine improve with age.
Oh, that's what Elmer must have meant last night.
Did he compare you with good wine?
Well, more or less. He told me I had a figure like a bunch of grapes. Well, I'll see you later.
Well, I better go up and start dressing, dear.
Okay. I'll just sit here for a minute and finish reading this article in the paper. You know, dancing probably makes you more graceful and social and charming, but reading the paper keeps you up with world events, improves your mind, sharpens your intelligence.
Well, okay, but let's not be late.
Okay. Let's see now, where was I? Oh, yeah. By gosh, it serves Diet Smith right for trusting that woman. Well, let's see what Terry and the Pirates are doing here. I wonder who that could be.
Hello, Ozzy.
Well, Ginger Rogers.
That's right. Here I am. Let's, get started, huh?
Well, I...
I'd like to get started as quickly as possible. Now, take my hand like this.
Like this?
No, put your other arm around me like this.
Like this?
I suppose you know the first step.
Well, I am a married man.
Don't be so bashful, Ozzy. Come up real close to me.
Now look.
Hold me tighter.
Ginger.
Tighter.
Please, you're bending my pipe cleaners. I could get some new pipe cleaners,
oh, yes.
I guess.
We have company.
This is Ginger Rogers. Ginger, this is my wife,
Harriet.
How do you do? Don't get upset, dear. I can explain everything.
Ozzy Nelson, get that guilty expression off your face.
Huh?
You look just like you did last week when I caught you down at the showroom feeling the upholstery on the new cars.
Oh, Harriet, didn't you tell Ozzy I was going to come over this evening to help him with his dancing?
Well, to tell the truth, Gingy, I was so busy trying to convince him to go to the dance, I guess I forgot.
Oh, as a matter of fact, Ozzy wasn't doing badly when we were dancing just a moment ago.
Were we dancing? Yes, dear. I think I've improved, though. Remember that jitterbug step that I had trouble with before?
Yes.
Well, just watch how I do it now. Just watch now. 1, 2, 3, 4. Here we go.
Come on, Ginger. Maybe a couple of sailors will cut in on it.
That was a wonderful play. Thanks to you, Ginger Rogers, Ozzy and Harriet. We're sailing into the home harbor now, gang. But before we drop anchor and bring this cruise to an end, here's lovely Donna Day again with another song. Okay, Donna.
Because I had sand in my shoes, I think. And there were stars, or maybe they were just lights spinning round in my head. But anyway, I was all alone. I remember that. Lonely. And all of a sudden, you were there, right beside me. And just then the moon came down from behind a cloud and lighted up your face. And you said, "May I walk with you?" And I said, "Why, yes." And all the time my heart was pounding like it would burst. Oh, you must have known, because you looked down and smiled and reached over and touched my hand. And we walked a few steps and stopped. And you looked down and smiled again and put your arms around me. Oh, I shouldn't have let you do it, because the first thing I knew, I was in your arms. And I didn't ever want to leave you. Darling, you smiled. You stepped out of a dream. You are too wonderful to be what you seem. Could there be eyes like yours and lips like yours? Can there be smiles like yours? Can it be true that I am standing here before you, telling you I'm dying to adore you? You stepped out of a cloud. I want you to take me away, away from the alone and apart, out of a dream, into my heart, into my heart, out of a dream.
And there you have it, everyone. Another mail call cruise is completed for this week. But remember, we'll be sailing again next week with more music and laughter from America. Try to be aboard, will you? Until then, this is your skipper, Chili Williams, saying so long and smooth sailing.
And so another mail call is secured. Signatures on tonight's log include Ginger Rogers, Ozzie and Harriet, Joan Davis, Andy Russell, Donna Day, the King Sisters, and your beautiful skipper, Chili Williams. Another mail call will be coming your way next time you hear... This is the United States Armed Forces Radio Service, the voice of information and education.